Yo. Yo, what up, bro? Y'all stand for OT? Yeah. Nah, get that bread, bro. Y'all gotta stay for OT.
Listen up, workers. Overtime is mandatory this weekend. No excuses.
I'm a member of Omega Sci-Fi fraternity.
Greta the tittle tattle prattled on about the little metal bottle. She spat a bit of spittle on the mottled brittle cattle in a bitter battle. Hey, stop questioning my methods, okay? I was chosen for this task for a very good reason.
No. Chose yourself.
My Lord and Savior, I was just calling you back to see if you got my last couple of voice messages, man. Listen, they fucking everything up down here. They keep oppressing us with these laws and stuff like that. They work against the people. They giving us diseases and not telling us that they doing it. They experiment on us. AI is taking over. The groceries are way too high. We can't afford to pay for nothing. And then they trying to make being homeless illegal so they can Rowley, Lord, they charging us for water that you gave us for free and spraying pesticides on the food that you gave us to eat. The inflation keep on raising like grapes when they sun dried, and white people think you left them in charge when your son died. Oh, the president be touching on little kids. He a pedo who won't send relief funds to the poor kids in the ghetto because he's spending it on war as a cover-up for him getting in bed with underage children and pulling the covers up. Innocent people keep getting killed too. Could you smite some of these evil motherfuckers? If there's something you still do, they making new diseases to give people and set the medicine at unaffordable rates as a way to kill people, making being homeless illegal so they can lock you up for not having enough in the system that they've been botching up. I don't want to assume too hastily, but free labor from homeless people starting to sound a lot like slavery, and they making us pay taxes on the land that you gave to while we sit in church every Sunday waiting for breakthrough. They've been using your religion to oppress us for 500 years and saying if we don't listen, we won't get blessings. Is it true if we don't honor the white man as our master and give 10% of nothing to money hungry pastors that we won't get into heaven when you come back? If that's the case, I'm sure that everybody know they're them, like the hunchback. Oh, did you tell ICE they can murder people in broad day and lock innocent babies and taxpayers in large cases? I'm just asking because they acting like you said to. This is just a few things I needed to tell you. Could you call me back, please? Love you, man. All right, talk to you next time.
What's up? What up? What up? What up? What up? Back one more again. Welcome to another episode of Mandatory Overtime. It's your main man, DJ Highstar, in the place to be. Appreciate y'all joining me. Welcome to Mandatory Overtime. The aim here at Mandatory Overtime is simply for us to recalibrate our definition of manhood. That's with each conversation that we have in the community that consists of me and you all. All right, simply an audio journal of the 80s, baby, a social experiment, inconsistency. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you here listening to me. And for that, I appreciate you listening to me. Let's not confuse this with the manosphere. Okay, it's just a place where the man is fair. So pull up a chair, like, comment, subscribe, share. Most importantly, don't make some noise because your man is here. You heard? Reporting live from the 704 980 Charlotte, America. What's happening? Y'all see, I'm feeling a little bit better, a little less nasally this week and all of that, you know? Appreciate that. I just had to shake some shit off, you know? But shout out to my Russian sound engineer, and that's what I got over here. And a check, 1-2. A check, 1-2. You heard? Let's go to work. And first and foremost, let's show some brotherly love to the intro. That was Brother Akeem Ali. I know him again from 85 South when they started doing the little live shows, and he was Kimi Casanova and stuff. So that was my brother Akeem Ali on that intro. Shout out to him. Last week, let's start off with some revisions real quick before we go. Last week, that intro was brought to us by Brother Eric Benet. All right, that was a Magma. They need to be drafted first. They want Magma. They need to be drafted first. For the mother, for that bull, for that war, for Trumpy Trump. So that was shout out to Eric Benet, the good brother. But this week was Kimi Casanova or Akeem Ali. on the freestyle. This week we're gonna be celebrating a lot of hip hop. Okay, we're gonna be in a lot of music. So y'all stay with me this week. All right, all right, okay. Got a lot of things to go through. First thing, we're gonna do another revision from last week that I picked up on while celebrating North Carolina's very own Bam Adebayo, his 83 points performance that he had with the Heat against the Washington Wizards. I did mention or say 81 points a couple of times, so salute to him for the 83 points. I know I mentioned it and said 83 points a couple of times last week, but there is one or two times where I referred to it as 81 points. So just wanted to correct myself there as well. Outside of that, though, what's good with y'all? How y'all doing? How's everybody feeling? A new week, new challenges and all of that, you know. But hey, we here. And right when we thought everybody was like on Black History Month and people were trying to disregard us, oh, in comes the white savior. Shout out to Jack Harlow, but we're gonna get to him in a minute, okay? First things first, though. BAFTAs, you know, y'all tried to diminish our brother's light, brother Coogler, brother Michael B. Jordan, Delroy Lindo, the sister that's pregnant now. I'm not sure her full name, but y'all tried to diminish all of them, you know, intentionally or unintentionally. However, this past weekend, Sinners was celebrated by taking home a couple Oscars at the Oscar Awards. I wasn't watching because the Knicks were playing. All right. So I wasn't watching it. But salute to Michael B. Jordan. Salute to Ryan Coogler, the whole cast, the Sinners, everybody that came home with an award. That certainly was for the culture. I just want to show y'all and give y'all flowers, certainly. So salute and shout out to y'all. again, Sinners, if you haven't seen the movie, though, Michael B. Jordan plays his own twin brother, two roles, you know, and just flawless acting and stuff. It's come a long way from his role on The Wire and everything. So salute to Michael B. Jordan for the hard work and stuff throughout the decades of film and stuff that he's been in and TV. So salute to him. Now, we want to go ahead and we'll go ahead and move through this thing. Prince. Let's get to our Building Wisdom segment.
Yo, no disrespect, but we ain't in all of that, son.
Build, destroy. The build is to elevate the mentalities of self and those around self. To add positive energy to every nation. To build, you must first start from the root, which is the knowledge foundation, and add on to the highest peak. To destroy is to eliminate and destroy any and all negativity that enters my cipher of supreme harmony.
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
Come on, son.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
I know you're gonna dig this.
All right, so we're going to go through a little bit of Building Wisdom here. The first thing that we're going to go through here will be a couple from Brother Taz. It's never too late for a new beginning in your life. All right, let's see here. A person's most useful asset is not a head full of knowledge, but a heart full of love, an ear ready to listen, and a hand willing to help others. Shout out. See, a great attitude becomes a great day, which becomes a great month, which becomes a great year, which becomes a great life. Like that. All right. I like this one that he sent out. To my family and friends, sometimes I forget to tell you how much I care about you and how grateful I am for your presence in my life. It's a simple thank you. You know what I mean? Salute to Brother Taz for that. I got a couple from Cousin Jerome here. You got one from Thomas A. Kempis. It says, who has a harder fight than he who is striving to overcome himself? That's what I say all the time. We fight and battle internally. All right. Let's see here. He who loves with purity considers not the gift of the lover, but the love of the giver. I love that right there. By Thomas A. Kempis. Let me read that again. He who loves with purity considers not the gift of the lover, but the love of the giver. It's hard. That's hard, rather. The true art of memory is the art of attention. The true art of memory is the art of attention. All right. So salute to cousin Jerome with that. Salute to brother Taz as well. Let's see. God. All right. So let's go ahead and move forward. I wanted to go ahead and move forward. We're going to go ahead into our brother Socks' audio note. He sent us a voicemail. We got a voicemail this week. Now, let's see. All right. So give me one moment here. We'll go ahead and get this voice note situated. One moment.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
I hope Lawrence Fishburne hears this fucking episode where you call him Larry. I hope one day he just hear this shit. Yo, you heard? Remember last time Kim got a story about how they ran down on him in the airport? They called that nigga Larry. He ain't like that shit. Hey, then you switched it back to Lawrence, though, bro. You funny as fuck, yo.
Nigga! All right, so salute to Sot. I appreciate that. And he's absolutely 100,000% right. I said Larry Fishburne, nigga. I know what I say, you heard. Yeah, Larry. But you was in school days, Larry. So you know what I'm saying? Back then, you was Larry when you was in school days. You wasn't Lawrence yet. You hadn't established that. So if we ever run across each other past, salute. I respect everything you do on Grownish, Blackish, as the grandfather and all of that. All right? I respected you with the little the hand massages, waiting for Trey to come home and Boys in the Hood and all of that. All right? Hold on real quick. Let's try out this new sound effect I got.
Hey, yo, call on the left, champ.
Right, on the hand massages situation. But you Larry. He was Larry back then, B. But yeah, Sock, I'm glad that you picked up on that. All right, yeah, I did that intentionally, and then I did switch it back to Lawrence Fishburne. So, salute, man. I appreciate that, Sock. Appreciate the voicemail, the voice note. Y'all always know that you can always write in or email us at mandatoryot704@gmail.com. It's mandatoryot704@gmail.com. Or follow us on IG, of course. And follow us on IG. That's at MandatoryOT. And you can also call into the hotline 704-781-7011. 704-781-7011. And leave us a message or audio note or something. We'll get it played on the air. All right. Now, there's one other thing that I wanted to play. I'm not sure how legal this is. But this is really stuff heard on the break room floor or on the work floor. This is real. This is all real shit right here that we about to listen to, y'all. So, all right, forgive me for being petty. This is real, but let's just see what it. Let's see what's going on. Just a peek into the work world real quick. I will bleep out any necessary names or anything like that. Give me 1 second. Let's see what's going on.
No. I was just playing.
I was just playing. My man said I was just
what I could do. I be in that some bitch looking like a raisin. I look like a raisin when I come out the room. Motherfucker, look, my jaw and everything come in
there, motherfucker. Ass too fat, man. Listen.
All right, so Oh my god. So people that can't pick up on what's going on, it was getting very toxic. That was one of our old heads, one of our old school OGs out there. And he was just, it was about 5:36 in the morning after a long shift, the brother riding around looking at women all his shift, and he was just letting out some of his intrusive thoughts. I guess they took over. But yeah, that was one of the OGs. He was kind of chopping it up with some of us other fellas. That's all I'm gonna keep it at. That was real stuff heard from the work floor, okay? Very toxic. Very toxic. Ain't very toxic. The LaRussell thing, all right? Oh, my gosh. LaRussell. LaRussell, brother. Brother, come on, brother. Listen, man. You're doing your thing. You're working very hard to get where you've gotten to in your career, to get noticed and everything like that. Please, brother, don't mess all this up. And I understand. You just understand you have tremendous power right now. With this great power comes great responsibility, of course. And you don't allow your hubris and your ego to take over, brother. If there's any way that you hear any of this, remember the three things before saying anything out in public, okay? Does this need to be said? Does this need to be said right now? And does this need to be said right now by me? And brother, by all accounts, this stuff may not have needed to be said. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. LaRussell has promoted a new song. Whenever he introed it, he said, hey, my engineer advised me against releasing this, but guess what? I'm gonna release it anyways. And the song itself, it starts off hopeful, optimistic, and then he gets into some questionable lyrics, which are fine, and they're questionable on the surface. I don't know if they needed to be said, but he goes on to talk about how the devil is heaven sent, how Donald Trump is heaven sent, how Jeffrey Epstein and Adolf Hitler are heaven sent. So look, I'm a brother that I try to give the benefit of the doubt and extend grace at first. And I've done that for 35 to 37 years of my life. The last 2 or 3 years, my grace has run out, brother. So remember, it's wicked versus righteous. So regardless if you're heaven sent or not, what do you do with that free will? And what God do you pray to while you here on earth? That's my main concern, so that I can align myself with the correct side. Because I realized this the other day, as much people as there are that pray to the God that we assume that they pray to, in other words, the big G-O-D, and are praying, you know, optimistically for peace and for love and good things to happen, we got to also be real and consider those that pray the opposite way. You feel what I'm saying? All right. It's not a conspiracy anymore, but we've got to be honest with ourselves about the people that's not saying a good prayer out there, or that's not praying to the God that we pray to, and just be honest about that. So if we ever talking about division or choosing sides and stuff like that, consider me on the side of the righteous. Y'all know what time it is. All right. And then I'm going up against the wicked. Now, was that LaRussell's message as far as, like, you know, let's side and be chummy chummy with all the evil people in the world? No, I don't believe that was his message. But the message that he was trying to convey, I don't think that it needed to be said right now. I don't. Not until somebody gets arrested at the White House for starting up an illegal war to try to cover up for pedophiles and sex crimes of children and women alike. So yeah, that's what I feel about it. LaRussell, you're doing a lot, brother. We don't want you to lose all of this social equity and social cachet that you built up with the community, man. You're doing your thing, though. I know that you're learning in real time as well, and hey, you still may feel like you're right. So listen, brother, salute. But all right, we're gonna get to a couple other things. Like I said, we are actually extending Black History Month. All right. I know it's LeBron James, Happy International Women's Day type of vibes and the month going on. But St. Patrick's Day is also here. I'm taking that this year. All right. We are extending Black History Month. I'm going to show him some love a little bit later as well. But I first wanted to show some.
Show love, nigga. It don't show nothing. It don't cost nothing to show a nigga love.
All right, we're going to show some early love to Afro Man, the rapper Afro Man. it's a popular artist from whenever I was growing up, because he had this song, Because I Got High. Ooh, doo-doo. Because I Got High. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Because I Got High. Because I Got High. Because I Got High. So his house was raided by police in Ohio, and he caught them on camera raiding his house, searching it illegally, stealing money from him, and he's got it all on camera and all on footage. And what did he do? He turned it into music videos and a series of songs going at these particular police officers that actually attacked his home. The results of that is the police department is suing him for defamation, saying that him publishing these videos have become, detrimental to their careers, and, alligator tears or crocodile tears, whatever they call them. So salute to Afro Man for sticking it to the man, I guess you could say. I would play some of the music, but it doesn't no justice without the music video. So if y'all are able to look up some of the music videos that Afro Man posted with regards to the police officers in his home state or in Ohio, rather, where he resides at. And also some of the lyrics, they're not, the lyrics are adult coded. So just be mindful of that whenever you do tune in. It's talking about a woman officer who enjoys cunnilingus. You see what I'm saying? So you gotta, it's just different things in there that you gotta watch for. You just can't open that up at work and just start listening to it, in other words. Okay? So just wanted to make that clear. All right? So I wanted to go ahead and move forward this week. Let me see here. Well, last week we did celebrate and honor real
hip-hop.
All right, we're going to continue this trend, okay? Because who's going to do it but us? So we are going to go through another installment of classical high star bars with DJ High Star. All right, one more. Today's classical high star bars will come from Versifying Bard Laureate Jason Phillips and brother David P. Styles P, if you will. Anywho, the sonnet is called We Gonna Make It, and it's by Jadakiss and Styles P. The stanza reads, the frail cause when my coke come in, they gotta use the scale that they weigh the whales with. Carson's on the Jeep, Bugatti made the prototype. Hope you'd get the picture, but you just can't photo life. Determined make it, kicking down the door and we burning naked. The house costs $1 million, sitting on the beach, and the only thing I know, if it's furnished, I'ma take it. My bathtub lift up, my walls do a 360. We got the sh** the government got. Talking money, then you rubbing the spot. Real n**** that they be wildin'. We on the Cayman Islands. A bad hoe and a plate of salmon. On a yacht with our favorite albums. A bad hoe and a plate of salmon, smoking and drinking. Is you thinking that our fate is violent? I love my nigga for the fact that he real, and nobody on the faculty squeal, huh? And if you facing capital pun, then pass me a gun, and I'ma give you time to run while I rapidly peel. Now, stanza two starts off with, I learned the game quickly. And I don't like to rent, so when I fly now, I bring my cars on the plane with me. In this case, who's the loser? Ran through enough coke for Castro to build schools in Cuba. teaching kids how to read and write and use the Ruger. Mother niggas is back, Jada and P. We got water x haze plus weight of the D. And I'm tired of hearing about old and had it and be the same old and ratted. Who cares talking about how we hawk they gun works official, but be wanting that. Why? Cause they they mans is lame. We sold for real in the hood, we make candy rain. I could easily send you to God, but come and see me at the Plaza Hotel, I might give you a job. If you can't remember the name, all you gotta do is ask the dame for the deliver it hard. Alright? And stanza 3 continues. J da mwah. I'll kiss you, you bet the hood won't miss you, you might find your med dead in the ocean. He'd be aight though. You know dead rappers get better promotion. Why we don't laugh at death and cry at birth. Never say you can't do it till you try it first. Be the young niggas eager to pull it. But it's a message in everything, trust me, even a bullet. Go to war with the 8 in the pound. You think you got your ear to the street now. Put your face in the ground, cause my shells is expensive. You'll know exactly why when you yelling in intensive. My felons is offensive. Lucky cause I got guns that crack your back. But that's not what I prefer. I manufacture and niggas turn and you show them the steel. But we know how to bid, so you can go ahead and squeal. I'm comfortable, far from home, eating right, getting good rest, either on the bar or the phone. I'm the reason niggas got deals the past few years. You sound anything like Kiss and sign right here. And y'all just talking, I'm doing it well. Jada Kiss, I'll see you in. All right. Salute to the brothers. Jada Kiss, Styles P, and myself, DJ Highstar. Just for reading it, man. Listen, classical has been another week. Classical Highstar bars for y'all. All right. If y'all need me to read any of your favorite Highstar bars on the classical vibe, y'all go ahead and submit that. Let me know. All right, let me know. So salute to y'all. We're gonna go ahead and let's move forward here. It's about that time. I think it's about that time, y'all. Hold on, real quick. Hold on. All right. So let's go ahead and get to it, y'all. All right. Generation Now artist. All right, is that DJ Drama now? But anyways, Jack Harlow. If y'all know Jack Harlow. Been made gone through the headlines this past week. First thing was he was on this New York Times podcast. Two other white guys, they're talking music. They ask him, hey, you know, just like your white counterparts, are you going to, you know, they've dabbled in, after they've dabbled in hip hop, they've gone and retreated back to pop, country, rock. Are you gonna do the same or whatnot? He's like, essentially no. He stated that he's gotten blacker. Okay, that's right. Jack Harlow said, you know, hanging out at Electric Lady, chilling with Robert Glasper and them, you know, essentially I got blacker with my music. Red flag. Okay, so Black Twitter did what Black Twitter does best and made an appearance. It says somebody called, somebody asked for us. You say what now? Somebody asked for us and they said, oh, you want to get blacker, Jack? You want to get blacker? You say you want to get blacker, Jack? And essentially, that's what we ended up doing, right? It's your boy, Chevy BZ. So, how I wanted to celebrate Jack Harlow extending Black History Month for us. We're gonna go over a couple of names and things, you know, that black people was putting up in social media with regards to your man Jack Harlow. Okay. So this song's for you, Jack. Let's see.
Let me work.
Let me work.
Please let me work. Let me work. Please let me work. Let me work. Please let me work. Let me work. Please let me work.
All right, we're going to start off slow with it. Link Condition, see what I'm saying? Music Stole Child, y'all. These is all real names, all right? So, hold on. Hold on, y'all.
Bang, bang, bang.
Shit like that. All right, so again, salute to my main man, Link Condition. We're going to go through a couple of names, though. Y'all write me back and let me know what some of y'all favorite ones are. I got IRS-1 on here. IRS-1. Eric Benier. Let's see here. Teddy Privileged Ass. Okay. Slum Privilege. Massa P. Schoolboy Q. Schoolboy Q, shout out to Schoolboy Q. Let's see, Shaka Klein. See Through Green, Chance the Cracker. Fetty Cop, okay, Old Dirty Master. Let's see, I've seen Old Dirty Alabaster as well. Okay, Vince Naples, LL Bean J. A Tribe Called Vests. See here, Rich Homie Yawn. All right, Akon Keistador. Jumeriquai. That's fire. America Bambaataa. I saw Ty Columbine out there. All right, I saw America Badu. De La Soul. De La Stole. Swirl Sweatshirt, Yakub Kwali. Okay, we got a quote here from Yakub Kwali, or most definitely not. And it says, "My mima says, shine your light on the world." Come on, Beige Loaf, salute Beige Loaf. Ice Cube with the ICE, like, you know, immigration, the immigration ICE. The Far Right Side, okay? Mac Honky, that's for a lot of our hip hop heads. Mac Honky, I seen Phony. Jay Nilla, Ninth Wonder Bread, all right? HOA Young Boy, come on, y'all. The joint said, Grand Ole Opry, Rising Young Queen. Nah, that's crazy. All right, let's see here. Music Stole Child, Neo-Nazi, De La Stole. Oh, Disingenuine, Yakub Kwali, Charlie Kirk Franklin, Music Rothschild. What does that say? Daniel Caesar? No. Let's see. Honky. Let's see here. Charlie Kirk Franklin. Let me see. Oh, they just wrote Daniel Caesar. That was crazy. Dressed Like LL Cool Whip, IRS-1, Brian McWhite, Leon Thomas Jefferson, Jew Hill, Proud Boys to Men, Jenny White, all right, Jamie Foe, like the FAUX, Luca Vandross, Ludacristopher Columbus, QAnon Tip, Cream Latifah. Okay, Ghostface Vanilla, January 6th in Park, Manifest Destiny's Child, KKK, oh nah, that's a little far. KKK Carl Thomas as well. Jack Harlow had the gentrification, I think it was like the Lauryn Hill, play on the Lauryn Hill shit. It said the gentrification of Negro. Let's see here. Yeah, America Badu was crazy work. Connor West, gentrification instead of graduation. Mm. Uncommon, LL Cool Whip. Yeah. And right under that, I had this tweet that said, Bruiser Wolf raps like Cam Newton dresses, and it hasn't left. Oh, man. But listen, yeah, salute to our new version of Rachel Dolezal. Shout out to Rachel Dolezal and everything that she's inspired with Jack Harlow. Yeah, salute. So the last thing about Jack Harlow is the name of the album. It's named Monica. Cool, whatever. He's got a little 90s aesthetic video going on where he's talking to this black girl. She got short hair with the finger waves looking like Monica and everything. And that's all good and fine and dandy on the surface. I even mentioned to my boy Dope Digital's situation with the album name and title. And shout out to Dope Digital's and Unwanted Perspective. Y'all check that. Check out his YouTube page. But he's told me, yeah, bro, go to sleep. You're too woke. Yeah, bro, you're too woke. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. You're too woke. Why did he say that? It's because, again, the album's title name is Monica. All right? So, the same way that we... All right. Same shit we was on last week or a couple weeks ago about the greatest trick that the devil ever pulled. Was convincing the world that he, you know, wasn't, but he is real. Okay. All right, y'all. Let me go ahead and play this real quick for y'all, matter of fact. Okay, here we go. Now watch this. Listen to this, yeah. This is my man, Geechee Gotti.
The silencer, you can get killed from a... Every boy, fuck a host, the strap fully auto with the silencer. You can get killed for mistaking the sound, like white people saying Monica. Every boy, fuck a host.
Y'all heard that?
The auto with the silencer. You can get killed for mistaking the sound, like white people saying Monica. I'm tired.
Now, he is so Dope Digital's. He, you know, you trying to get on me about being super or on point and aware or extra. Woke, if you will, and all of that shit. But that's exactly how shit like this slides. You know, shit is called double entendres for a reason and things like that. We know about the white power, three fingers with the little, you know what I mean, with the shit on the thumb and the index finger meeting each other. Like, so there's different things that we know about that's covert. And, you know, who knows what goes on white Twitter with the word Monica. Right, so I'm just saying it's quite the coincidence that he's named it Monica. Monica, fuck out of here. All right, Jack Harlow. So LaRussell and Jack Harlow, y'all niggas, man, y'all make it difficult to be brothers, man. But listen, Jack Harlow, salute to you again for extending Black History Month. I appreciate you, brother. All right. My
nigga.
He gonna name his album Mon
nigga.
It's just one of them days. Fuck out of here. Listen, y'all, let's go ahead and move forward. I do wanna play some high star bars this week. This week they're actually gonna come from J. Cole, and this is in lieu or instead of me playing any clips or excerpts from the House or the Senate floor, any kind of congressional hearings, because that's continuously a mess. If you do want to entertain yourself on the side, or you need something to watch to inform yourself but be entertained at the same time and feel better about yourself, because you are smarter than probably 80% of this country, go ahead and tune into the congressional hearings and just take a listen. Whoever's on trial, and though recently we've had Tulsi Gabbard on trial, she is over an oversight committee that's supposed to be nonpartisan and not tied to the president in any way, so that she can be partial to like the country and the issues at hand for the country, to protect the country and its citizens. And she went down to the voter fraud investigation that was going on either in Alabama or Georgia, I want to say, Fulton County, I want to say, and was there to oversee it. The timeline doesn't add up where she didn't have any reason to be down there. They asked her why she was down there. Her answer is the president and asked me to go down there. Whereas the president didn't know or was not supposed to be aware that the FBI was going down there. And I know that all this stuff sounds real kind of mumbled and all of that stuff together, but I implore you all, take a look if you want to entertain yourselves and also inform yourselves on what's going on in the country. So Gabbard, she's been on trial. They're trying to confirm this new fella, Mark, whatever his name is, as a new DHS secretary, being that Kristi Noem has been fired, and Pam Bondi is about to be or has been subpoenaed. So that's definitely going to be entertaining when we bring her to the floor. So I wanted to play this clip here from this song by J. Cole. It's for our High Star Bars this week. The song is from his 2018 album K.O.D. and it's called Brackets. This is the second verse in Brackets. All right. And I wanted to play this for y'all for our High Star Bars for the week. Here we go, y'all. Let's get into it.
Hell yeah, boy, I'm a goddamn millionaire now. Hell yeah, nigga, they can't tell me shit now, boy. Hell yeah, fuck that. Bitch got my first motherfucking $1 million check, nigga. I'm goddamn lit, boy. You crazy as hell. Hold up, this is my phone real quick. This is my aunt, Uncle Sam and shit. What's up, aunt? Yup. Hell yeah, I told you that check was coming in. I got you when it came in. Goddamn, I'm a man of my word. Goddamn, I told you I'ma have it. And goddamn, I'ma have it for you. Hell. Damn right. But how much was it though? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh? Huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Half, nigga, you crap boy, you crazy. Bitch, you crazy. Bitch, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bitch, you better suck half my dick.
I pay taxes, so much taxes, shit don't make sense. Where do my dollars go? You see, lately I ain't been convinced. I guess they say my dollars supposed to build roads and schools, but my niggas barely graduate, they ain't got the tools.
Okay.
Maybe cause the tax dollars that I make sure I send get spent hiring some teachers that don't look like them.
What else?
And the curriculum be tricking them dollars I spend. Got us learning about the heroes with the whitest of skin. One thing about the men that's controlling the pen that write history, they always seem to white out they sins. Maybe we'll never see a black man in the White House again. I write a check to the IRS, my pockets get slim. Damn, do I even have a say about where it's going? Some older nigga told me to start voting. I said democracy is too fucking slow. If I'm giving y'all this hard-earned bread,
I wanna know, better yet,
let me decide, bitch, it's 2018. Let me pick the things I'm funding from an app on my screen. Better that than letting whack congressmen I never seen dictate where my money goes. Straight into the palms of some money-hungry company that make guns that circulate the country and then wind up in my hood making bloody clothes.
Stray bullet hit a young boy with a snotty nose. From the concrete, he was probably rose.
Now his body and nobody knows what to tell his mother. He did good at the white man's schools, unlike his brother who was lost in the streets all day, not using rubber. So right now he got two on the way.
Still sleep on come on, man.
His mama house. She can't take the shit no more. She want him out. On the morning of the funeral,
just as she's walking out, wiping tears away, grabbing her keys and sunglasses, she remembers that she gotta file her taxes. Damn. So it's High Star Bars for the week from the brother Jermaine Cole. What the insane flows, Jermaine Cole. Salute to the brother Jermaine Cole, man. Walked on that one. Y'all forgive me. First and foremost, again, I had to talk over it so we made sure we don't get no copyright strikes, but the verse is fire, yo. The verse is fire. And it was from 2018, 8 years ago. 8 years ago. And it's still prevalent today. We have still the antiquated system that we have. It's old people that are in charge of the government that can barely, you know, probably go to the bathroom by themselves. And they're, you know, geriatric, just taking over right now, the country. And let's frame this as we can, okay? Let's say, for instance, if there was 20-year-olds or 30-year-olds that fled from England and came to the U.S. to make their own country and stuff like that, and acted in genocide and stuff, tried to get rid of the natives and Native Americans and everything. Let's just play that out. It's been 250 years for this nation. So let's just say the average 50-year-old, that gives us five generations of folk, right? And it's pretty easy to keep power in five generations. So people that's been in the Senate or in the Congress and all that stuff in government, we need to seek term limits. We just need to seek term limits. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So y'all forgive me with the rant. All right. Outside of that though, I'm gonna kind of wrap this show up this week with that. I do want have some brotherly love that I do gotta give out. Y'all know each week when I do brotherly love, if I miss y'all, charge it to the head, not the heart. I think that's the same. But y'all know what time it is. Y'all know. Come on, man. Y'all know what time it is.
Show love, nigga. It don't show nothing. It don't cost nothing to show a nigga love.
I ain't doing this game, man.
Show a nigga some love.
All right, so I wanted to start off showing some love to my pro fight, my big bro Montez. Shout out to Body Bag. We actually celebrated his birthday. His birthday, I believe, was the beginning of March or like back in January or February. But we did just celebrate this past week down in Colombia. A lot of us LS bros got together. So salute seeing all the bros that I did see out there. Tez, my brother DeAndre, my LB Al. Of course, Dickie Dog, Chris. Hold on.
Hey, you don't call on the left, champ.
That's Dog's name, y'all. His last name is Dickie. So that's my dog, Chris Dickie. All right. Principal down there in Colombia, but where it's applicable, you still gotta.
Hey, you don't call on the left, champ.
All right. So shout out to Chris. Shout out to Manny. Shout out to everybody that showed up for Tez. Definitely KC, of course. Good seeing you too as well, my brother. Brotherly love as well to the brother Torre. Now Nori would call him the white Torre, but Torre actually has an awesome YouTube page, T-O-U-R-E. So along with doing Rap Latte with the brother King Green, Torre has his own page where he does his own like hip hop stories. It reminds me, and it's very Charlie Murphy-esque or Charlie Murphy coded. Like, it's a gem and very, like, it just sounds like you are, when you are listening to him, you have the privilege of listening to somebody that was right there in that time, all through the 90s, at some of the greatest times, because he was one of the more prevalent writers of the 90s. So he was covering a lot of different stories, a lot of different artists at the time. And right now he's independent in his media space. So he's letting go of all of his older stories and they are fascinating. So salute to the brother Torre as well. Salute to Mech, King Mech. Mecca, what do you even go by? I'm trying. Mech Rashawn. That's my dog. Salute to Mech Rashawn. He manages Busta Rhymes. I'm not sure how many of y'all know, but my cousin BK Gutter, he's signed to Busta Rhymes and Special ENT. So kind of weird little 6 degrees of separation there. But Mech Rashawn, he be doing his thing on YouTube and Instagram and everything like that. So salute to him. Salute to my brother OG KD Dawson. Of course, salute to the fellas, Fat Boy, Old Man Q, Mixmaster T as well, definitely. So salute to all of y'all. Salute to Big Cliff, definitely. Dimitric, what's happening? Gamble. Salute to my pops, man. What's happening, Big Jerome? Yeah, and just salute to all y'all. So I think that's what we're going to do for this week as far as mandatory overtime, y'all. I appreciate y'all joining me this week. We will get together soon, if not next week, then sooner. But let me go ahead and leave us or conclude this episode with some words that are with some words that are straight from the heart This is with supreme faith that's in God. May the ego and the hubris never break us apart. And from one brother to another, if nobody ever told you before, I love you. All right. Peace out, man. And y'all, thank you for joining me.
Hey, everybody, it's closing time. You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. Closing time.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
I know you gonna dig this.
Hey, you gonna call on the left, champ.
You some freaky ass nigga.
Exactly.
Mama got that bunch of crunch cake.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I'm a member of Omega Psi
Fraternity. When it's cold outside.
Hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.